It's just 2 weeks out and we've got your gifts at Macy's One Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Like PJs for the whole fam. Now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a home chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 2018. This is Ed from the Ed Boston Podcast, and we are glad you are here with us. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a new year, and welcome to my lovely wife, Amy.
Thank you.
Well, let's share a little bit of a secret with everybody. This podcast is actually live. Now, I know that it comes across most of the time as a live podcast, but, you know, I hate to burst some people's bubble, but most of the podcasts we do nowadays are recorded separately and edited, and man, I hate to admit our secrets.
It's not Memorex?
It's live, or is it live, or is it? She's dating us.
Wow, showing our age.
And so, but this one is live. It is actually right now, 7:10 p.m. Eastern Time in Columbus, Indiana. And you are right here with us as we, well, it's kind of us ringing in the new year, because when the ball dropped in New York City last night, you were snoring, Amy.
Thanks for that.
Well, okay, so you weren't exactly snoring, but you were sound asleep.
Well, some of us had to get up at dark 30 to go to work and work 12 hours.
And thus, we are celebrating, ringing in the new year here at 7 o'clock the next day. Well, it's actually still New Year's Day, but since you worked from 6 to 6 and you were sleeping from midnight, well, before midnight, but midnight until you got up to go to work, we've been together awake for about, by the time you got home, let's see, do some ciphering and some Gazentas here. We've been together about 48 and a half minutes.
48 and a half. Huh?
Yeah. You know, since I used the Jethro Bodine method of figuring that up.
The ciphering and the Gazentas?
Yeah, that pretty well got me to 48 and a half minutes that we've been together in 2018. But, hey, we want to share our love and our excitement. And there are a couple reasons for excitement. One, that a new year always seems to bring hope and looking forward. But so many people, as I mentioned in my sermon last night, titled 2017, Where Has It Gone? I believe was the title, or Where Did It Go? Or I don't know, you can look it up on Facebook or YouTube. Well, not YouTube yet. I'm working on that right now. Actually, I really am working on it as we speak because it's downloading to the computer. But Twitter is what I meant to say. But in that, I talked a lot about this past year being a difficult one for so many people that we know, and so many people are just glad that 2017 is wrapped up and in the books, so to speak. And I know that you're one of those people, Amy.
I am very much one of those people. I am so glad it's over.
A lot of good things happened in 2017, as I put in the overview. A lot of bad things happened and a lot of things in between. We're going to first take a look at, I guess we're not going to take a look at anything since how we're on podcast and that audio, but we're going to listen to a clip of some different things that took place in the year 2017.
In 2017, a new president took office, while powerful men fell as women came forward to say Me Too. Those stories and more dominating the headlines in 2017. The year started with a big change in Washington, the inauguration of President Donald Trump.
The people became the rulers of this nation again.
The next day, millions protested the new president at the women's marches across the country, the biggest single day of demonstrations in American history. One of the president's first major actions, announcing a travel ban against 7 Muslim-majority countries. After court battles and rewrites, the Supreme Court let a revamped version take effect in December, while the legal fight continues. The president also confronting North Korea after the test firing of its first intercontinental ballistic missile. The North also testing its most powerful nuclear weapon yet, a hydrogen bomb, and launching a missile that scientists say can hit any point in the United States. In April, President Trump got his first big win on Capitol Hill. The Senate confirmed Justice Neil Gorsuch to replace the late Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. In May, President Trump fired the FBI Director James Comey. That led to the appointment of a special counsel, Robert Mueller, to run the investigation into Russia's election meddling and possible collusion with members of Team Trump. The investigation led to the indictment of the former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and the former campaign aide Rick Gates. Also, the former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russian ambassador. He's now cooperating with the special counsel. Also in May, a deadly terror attack on an Ariana Grande concert in England. 22 people killed, dozens more hurt. Just one of several attacks against Western countries throughout the year. In June, a shooting at a Republican congressional baseball practice outside D.C. The majority whip, Steve Scalise, the most seriously wounded. 3 months later, he got a standing ovation as he returned to Congress.
You have no idea how great this feels to be back here at work in the people's house.
In July, Iraq's prime minister announced the liberation of Mosul, Iraq's second biggest city, after more than 3 years under ISIS rule. 3 months later, U.S.-backed forces in Syria said they had recaptured Raqqa, the Islamic State's self-proclaimed capital. Charlottesville, Virginia became the scene of deadly demonstrations. A man plowed his car into a crowd of people demonstrating against a white nationalist rally and killed a woman. Days later, across the nation, people turned out to see the first coast-to-coast total eclipse of the sun in nearly a century.
Everyone just joined together and we experienced everything together, and that's nothing can beat that.
Americans continue to recover from 3 devastating hurricanes, which hit during the end of the summer. First, Harvey slammed into the U.S. as a Category 4 storm, causing catastrophic damage to Houston and the Texas coast.
We are just beginning the process of responding to this storm.
Next, Irma, one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. It slammed Florida and the Caribbean with devastating rain. And finally, Hurricane Maria, carving a path of destruction through Puerto Rico, killing dozens of people and wiping out power to the entire island.
Go, come on out.
On October the 1st, O.J. Simpson walked free after spending 9 years behind bars following a botched robbery in Las Vegas. And just hours later in Las Vegas, the deadliest mass shooting in American history. 58 people killed and more than 500 wounded when a gunman fired into a crowded country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. Still no word on his motive. Just a month later, another deadly mass shooting. 25 people died, including a pregnant woman, during a Sunday church service in Sutherland Springs, Texas. It's the deadliest shooting at a place of worship in American history.
No attack, no act of violence will ever break our spirit or diminish the faith of the American people.
In October, the legendary Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein lost his job, and so much more after dozens of women accused him of harassment, assault, and even rape. But the accusations helped create the Me Too movement. Women and men came forward with stories about sexual misconduct. High-profile actors, musicians, journalists, and politicians all caught up in the scandal. Democratic lawmakers John Conyers and Al Franken announced their resignations. Then there's Roy Moore and the Alabama Senate race. Women accused him of harassing and assaulting them years ago when they were teenagers. Moore lost the special election to the Democratic opponent, Doug Jones. Finally, the House and Senate passed separate tax bills calling for the largest overhaul of the American tax code in more than three decades. Looking ahead to 2018, the midterm elections coming up, the whole country waiting to see if voters will reject or reward President Trump. We're also keeping a close eye on tensions with North Korea and the latest sexual misconduct accusations. Of course, we'll be here for all of it. In New York, I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News.
Oh, well, I just found the nerves of the liberals who decide to listen to our show, because I just played a clip from Fox News. Isn't that awful of me?
Terrible.
And I probably got on the nerves of the conservatives that are listening, because I used a clip from Shepard Smith, and most conservatives think that Shepard Smith is anything but conservative, and so I probably just ticked everybody off.
Way to go.
Start the new year by ticking everybody off. Way to go, Ed.
Way to go, Ed.
Well, you know, it would be nice to do a recap of a year with positive stories. Unfortunately, we look back and most stories are of the negative variety, the terrorist attacks and North Korea, sexual assaults and the Me Too movement. You can just go on and on. Things that weren't listed, you know, the Pope seems to make news regularly about things that conservative Christians seem to scratch their head about and wonder how that's coming from the Catholic Church, who has historically been known as a conservative bastion. We look at scandals that have tied up the lives of conservatives and even friends of ours that, well, I'll take another time to talk about that in itself. But in our own personal lives, we had some positives. We had three beautiful new grandbabies born in 2017.
Yep, they sure did.
And there's not much you can say that people don't already know about what it's like to be a grandparent, at least those people who are grandparents. It's one of those things in life that you have to experience to be able to
absolutely
to explain the joy of being a grandparent is. And so we were blessed with three grandbabies this year.
Absolutely.
We lost several family members this year, and it was a tough year for that. But before we get to that, it's been a tough year for you and I physically this past year. In early February, I went to an appointment at the VA, and I think I nearly caused my primary care physician to, she was very blunt with me and to the point, and I'm not sure what I about caused her to do, but I know that she took very seriously the things that she had to say to me about my blood pressure and my diabetes that I was diagnosed with, type 2 version of diabetes. My A1C was approaching 10. I think 9.7, wasn't
right,
that the
9.7.
highest? 9.7. And she did not hesitate. I left that day with more new prescriptions than, well, I would say anybody I know, but Amy kind of beat me later in the year on that.
Yeah, like that's a competition.
Yeah. Does that say we're old when we have a competition on who has the most prescriptions?
That's sad.
And we'll kind of segment over to Amy. She started the year with no prescriptions.
Nothing.
Zero. And in the last part of February, she suffered a stroke. And our year started making a huge change in a negative manner when Amy had the stroke. And actually, our ministry and our podcast made huge changes at that point in time, too.
Yeah.
It was difficult for us to keep on a set schedule, and it was difficult for many weeks for Amy to even be a part because her speech was affected so much by the stroke. It was difficult, a difficult year for the Ed Boston podcast and the ministry that we do along with that. We were blessed in the fact that there is not much residual effect from Amy's stroke. She's working and working as hard as she ever has, which is way too hard for somebody who had a stroke a few months ago. We have begun attending a new church, not as the pastor, but as just members. Well, actually, we're not even members yet. I'm not even sure what we have to do for members at the church we're going to.
I don't know.
But we enjoy attending Come As You Are Ministries in Columbus, Indiana. I've had the opportunity to preach there a couple of times, but it's nice just to be ministered to for the most part. And instead of doing all the ministry, not all, but having our primary focus being on ministering to others. We lost people that we were close to. We lost aunts and we lost cousins. And we lost one of those three precious grandbabies that were born this year in a horrible manner. Not that there's ever a good manner to lose a baby, but we won't go into details on that either, other than Xavier is remembered and loved by a lot of people listening. And we are right there at the top of that list, along with his mother and other family members. We lost a rock in our family, and that being Amy's dad, Gary. Gary Kuhn passed away on August 27th, I believe I'm right, and made for a very, very, very hard end of 2017. And, I'm sure that Amy is going to be quiet here for a couple of minutes, because when you bring up the deaths of Xavier and Gary, she has a hard time keeping her composure. There are voids in our life there that will always be voids, and it's tough. beginning the first part of November, November the 3rd to be exact. We had just came back from vacation. We were excited about what was in store for us in the ministry and in podcast. And boy, the rest of the year changed dramatically again as my mother went to the hospital on Sunday morning, November the 3rd, and has not been back to her home since. We're coming up on the 2-month anniversary of her being gone from home. She had open heart surgery with 5 bypasses, and at one point after she had started to recover, we nearly lost her. We knew where she was, but she nearly went home to be with Jesus, and we were told at one point that had she not gotten medical help when she did, that she wouldn't have made it through the night. So it's been a long, tough year for the Boston family, for the Coon family. It's it's going to be okay, though, because we know that we're not the only ones that suffered this year. We've had friends who lost many, many loved ones. We've had friends that lost jobs. We've had friends who suffered through diagnosis of cancer and continue to hear those things. And I want to encourage people to, well, I want to encourage you to have yourself in a good relationship with the Lord. We've heard in just the last few hours of a person that Amy and I have known since we were in school back in the 70s that passed away unexpectedly, they believe from a heart attack. It was so unexpected that when I went to his Facebook wall, he had actually been posting yesterday and died later in the day. No idea that that was about to happen. He was making plans for what he was going to do on New Year's Eve night. And he's not here with his family, anyone as we move forward. I'm going to segue now into the actual podcast portion and where we've been in 2017, some of the guests and shows that we've done. But after talking about the reality of us not knowing whether or not tomorrow will be here, I just thought it appropriate to play this song called One Day at a Time.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb, Lord, for my sake. Teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. When you walked among men, Jesus, you know, when you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding your mind. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
And we learned in 2017, like never before, that that is a key to everything in life, is just living in the day that we're in and making it through the day that we're in. We were that way with you quite a bit. We just had to get through that day. And then I was thinking, between your dad and my mom, 3 months, three full months out of the year, we spent taking care of our parents.
That's what we're supposed to do.
We are. But, man, that's a lot of time.
That is a lot of time.
25% of last year, we spent taking care of parents. And
I wish I had that time to do again.
And I'm blessed. And the picture that is on the page that advertises this podcast is a picture of Amy and myself along with my mother, and it says Happy New Year 2018. And so I'm blessed that Mom is here to bring in the new year with us.
Absolutely.
And we look at where we were at this time last year, and boy, I was busy. Let's look at the number of podcasts that came out the last week of 2016. Christmas Day was a Christmas message, our Christmas miracle. The 26th, our brothers and sisters in Israel are upset, and rightly so. the 17th, Carrie Fisher dies at age 60, and other news of the day. The 28th, man, I was podcasting every day. I was a madman. What was wrong with me? Kerry rips Israel. Netanyahu replies quickly. The 29th, Debbie Reynolds passes, and we'll take a look at others who passed away in 2016. Best of interviews from Ed Boston podcast in 2016 was on the 30th. On the 31st, bring in the new year with the Ed Boston podcast. On the 1st, what's in store for the new year. On the 2nd, a new year and a new segment. The 3rd, Miss America chats with us, and that was Savvy Shields, which is was the first interview of a bunch of really, really, really good interviews that took place in 2017.
Absolutely.
And one of the blessings of this past year was the interviews that we were able to do, the people whose lives we were able to come in contact with. And on that point for 2017, we had a great, great year. Man, I had no idea. I'd have to go back and look and see how long these podcasts were if I were just doing really, really short segments, because I rattled off probably close to 14 days worth, and it looked like I was only one or two days that there wasn't something on. I must have been on something.
You were like, on a roll.
On a roll, on some caffeine or something. I don't want to give people the wrong impression.
you were on a roll.
I was on a roll. Let's look and see some more of what happened in the year 2017 here on the show. Catherine Seltzer of the Eternal World Television Network, EWTN, was with us, and we talked about pro-life issues. Later on in February, we had, where is it? Well, we had lots of sermons in 2017, and that's one of the things that I enjoy very much. You can see that there was a gap in our coverage there at the very end of 2000, or the very end of February, couldn't get that out, and the start of March. And that was during the time Amy had her stroke. Back in March of last year, Sam Haskell was with us.
Yay!
And Sam is a big friend of the show, a big friend of ours personally. We have had the opportunity to meet him, and we won't go into this topic in depth, but he has been a huge part of the news in the last couple of weeks. Some accusations that were made against him, and all that we're going to say right now is that we love Sam Haskell very much. We are praying for him, and we pray for the best for every person that is involved in that controversy. I don't know what else to say at this point, Amy.
I really don't either. I mean, the whole thing is very, very misfortunate.
And we would have to get into some serious depth that we don't have time for on this podcast today.
Nor do we want to.
I may be forced to approach it at some point in time because of our relationship with him, but yeah, it's just not something right now that we want to talk about. In April, we had Thomas Purifoy, the director and the producer of Is Genesis History with us. And then the first of several what I would call big name interviews. And that was the first time that Brinley Brown joined us.
Yay!
And talked about being on The Voice. Wasn't she just a breath of fresh air?
Wow.
We weren't really fans of the show The Voice so much, but we were introduced to her and her abilities, her Christian walk, and wow, what a relationship has come from that.
She's just a wonderful little girl. I mean, just absolutely amazing.
We had her on the show again in May. Talked about being in the top 10 on The Voice. Not just on The Voice, but actually being in the top 10. This wasn't an interview, but a huge thing that went on in May. President Trump signing the Religious Freedom Executive Order. And it's important that we take a second to just say thank you to the president, not for what he does politically and not for the laws that are signed into. I just want to thank him as a Christian for making it okay to be a Christian again.
Absolutely.
He actually went in front of the country and said that it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And that sounds so trivial. If you're listening to this years from now, it's January the 1st, 2018 as we speak. If you're listening to this years from now, and you may be scratching your head saying, what's the big deal that the president said that it's okay to say Merry Christmas? Well, Christmas has been under attack.
Yep.
Christians have been under attack here in America. And the politically correct crowd has been into the happy holidays and using Xmas instead of Christmas and all the different things that take Christ out of Christmas. And how stupid can that be? Christmas is about the birth of Christ. So how can you take Christ out of Christmas and it still being Christmas?
Absolutely.
Of course, that being said, many schools went to winter solace programs or whatever you call that. Solace. How do you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
Because it's stupid.
Absolutely.
It's just thank you, President Trump, for making it okay to be a Christian. We heard on the audio a little bit earlier the Manchester attacks at a concert starting a wave, so to speak, of shootings in outdoor events. Of course, two concert shootings during the year, and just horrible. In June, we had Brinley Brown again and her mother, Misty. And then at that visit, we just kind of recapped with her. And since she's been on the show, she's appeared in several different events. She's been with Greg Laurie in his Harvest events, and just so proud of her. June the 12th, we had Fox News personality Lauren Green on the show with us. we had our next brush with somebody that was into the music reality shows, and we had Evie Claire, and I am so proud to say this next part, and her father Amos.
Absolutely.
On the show. We interviewed them separately. We interviewed Evie, and then we had it set up to interview Amos a day or two later, and he was home that day, unplanned, because he was battling cancer, and he is actually scheduled to work that day. And so we were going to talk to him a couple of days later on his scheduled day off. And since he was home, we did back-to-back interviews. And to get to the end of that story, Amos passed away while Evie was in the finals of America's Got Talent.
Yep.
Or just before the finals. And we have become, and I can say this unashamedly, and not brag, we have become such good friends with Evie and her mother, Hillary, her aunt, Phoebe, that whole family. I should have downloaded the Christmas greeting that Evie sent us. It's about 19 seconds, and it just kind of made our Christmas.
Absolutely.
Evie telling the Ed Boston podcast Merry Christmas and thanking us for all we had done for her family, the prayers. And then if we don't think that doing this podcast is a good thing, these few words from Evie just prove that it is a good thing. Without prompting, without asking, she said, "I'm praying for your mom." And she knew what had been going on with my mom. She knew what had gone on with your dad. We knew what had gone on with her dad. And we kind of suffered together and mourned together through much of the last third of the year with Evie and her family. Here comes another big name interview. It just so happens to be that this young lady was the winner of America's Got Talent. Yes, we had Darcy Lynn on the show three times. And
what a sweetheart.
Oh my goodness. She won America's Got Talent. She wasn't just in the finals. She just wasn't in the final two. She won the whole stinking show.
And well deserved.
Oh, well deserved. And we were introduced to what we ended up calling our AGT3.
That's
and hilarious. So we've said Evie Claire, we've said Darcy Lynn, and we'll be coming up on the third part of that here shortly. But in between Darcy and part three, we had a young lady by the name of Xenia Marshall on the show, who was on Up TV's show, Date My Dad. We had Sam Haskell on the show again in July. And then at the end of July, the third of our AGT3, 9-year-old, she's 10 now.
Oh, whopping 10.
Angelica Hale shares her story with us live on the Ed Boston podcast. I mean, I know that we shouldn't brag and be proud in a bad sort of way, but we had a good year when it came to contestants on singing shows. We had Brinley, and we had Evie, and we had Darcy, and we had Angelica, and
we're not bragging in a proud sort of way. We're just proud of them.
Exactly.
We're not proud of us. We're proud of them because they're such sweet, caring young ladies that share their love of God with the world, and they're sharing their talents, and they're just such good kids, you know, and we're just proud of them.
As we continue to move on through 2017, in August, we interviewed Jeff Kinley about his new book, The End of America. Let's see, the interviews kind of started tapering off as the shows started winding down. In September, we had one of my favorite guests of all time. And not everybody can say that they've interviewed Miss America, but I have interviewed Miss America 2017 at least three times. Savvy Shields was on with us again in September and was recounting what she had done as Miss America throughout the previous year and gave us some insight into what was coming for the people in the 2018 show. Mitch Davis promotes his new movie, The Stray, in September. Jonathan Lipnick from the Israel Institute of Biblical Studies was with us. Darcy Lynn was here again. T.C. Stallings promoted the movie A Question of Faith that was out at that point in time. Let's see. Abby was with us one more time. Victoria Jackson of Saturday Night Live fame was on the show. Again, sermons scattered throughout the year, and that makes me happy that my sermons are out there. Not because they're my sermons, but because people are able to hear the Word of God, and I'm just thankful that God uses me in that way. Checking our time here, see if I need to extend, and I think we're going to get it in. This person has two first names for his name. Alexander Jeffrey. I started to say Jeffrey Alexander, but Alexander Jeffrey introduced a new movie that starred friend of the show from 2016, Laura Breton. The show was titled An Area for Albrights, and so we talked about that. Darren Mormon, producer of Same Kind of Different as Me, was on the show. We're into October, and we went on vacation, and man, did we ever have a good vacation.
Oh, man, did we have a good vacation.
And if we got a chance to reflect, our dearly beloved cousins, Amy's cousin and her husband, are in Florida right now. They're the ones who we went with to Myrtle Beach in October. They tried to convince us to go with them to Florida. And seeing as how it's supposed to be -9 degrees tonight, I think Florida would feel a little bit better. You think?
We're packing the Jeep. We're on our way.
We had Matthew Faraci with us. His show, Frankly Faraci, is out, season two. And let's see. Oh, I think our final interview, and there it is, was with author Jacqueline Vieira Iloff, and she wrote a new book, If You Could, a positive, reaffirming book. And the interesting thing about her, other than the amazing Christian lady that she is and her abilities to share the word in written form from herself is that she just happens to be the sister-in-law and on staff at his church of Joel Osteen.
Oh, wow.
So that's how we finished the year of 2017. As I mentioned, it was a fantastic year, podcast-wise, even though it was a difficult and hard year. You know, we spent many, many days planning podcasts, doing interviews, downloading things and working in hospital waiting rooms. And I'm thinking of the one interview in particular. You were in the emergency room and you had stabilized, and I went out to the car and did an interview in the car while you were in the emergency room. And it was difficult, but it was good. It was a good year podcast wise. Frustrating, maybe not as well planned out as we would like, but sometimes you just got to improvise and go with what.
Well, we did an interview sitting in the emergency room with him when my dad was in there.
Yep, we certainly did. Sometimes you just have to play with the cards that are dealt to you. You can't fold all the time. Sometimes you got to play, and that's what we did. 2018 starts today, and I started something new today that I'm excited about. I had been sharing memes, plural, from another organization's site on a scripture of the day type basis. And I started doing our own starting today. Now, if you're listening to this anytime in the first 2 or 3 days of January of 2018, you can go to our Facebook page, Ed Boston Podcast Facebook page, and you can vote. It's pinned at the top between whether you like a color version of a picture of the Bible that I have or a black and white version. And the one that gets the most votes is going to be what we use, at least to start with. Well,
the color version's really nice.
And I voted on the black and white version. So,
but
if
the
you're
color
part,
version's really nice.
If you're part of Team Amy, you.
Oh, wow. We're back to Team Amy?
Yeah. You know, we
haven't done Team Amy in a while.
Yeah, well, we haven't done a lot of things in a while that we got to straighten out. She likes the color version. And currently that is in the lead.
Yeah.
The black and white version, even though he really likes the color version as well. I just like the black and white version a little better.
Which is not in the lead.
Yeah. And it is not in the lead. So we started today, and since the color version leads the way, I produced the first 4 days of January all in the color mode because it's in the lead.
It is in the lead because it looks better.
We'll see if we have to change after that. But you can still vote even though we're in the color mode for now. If the black and white wins,
which I doubt,
beginning on the 5th, we will switch over to the black and white.
I'm sure we won't need to, though.
Excited about some ideas for podcasts coming up. I think I'm going to start doing some things that I've done in the past and kind of have gotten away from. Sometimes you just look at the way things used to be and you pick out the good stuff. and you leave out the bad stuff, and you just kind of experiment. And that's what our history have been all the way back to 2008, is experimenting and changing and fine-tuning. And I'm thinking, until the podcast no longer exists, that's the way things will be. We'll be doing that and trying to do the very best we can. But I'm going to continue to do single issue podcasts like I've been doing the last part of 2017. But I'm going to include sports, and I'm going to include specific news items. I'm going to talk about things that I really, really like. And it's not just politics, and it's not just our Christian walk, because no matter what topic that we discuss or I discuss in our podcast, it's always going to be based around the Christian perspective. So, you know, I've kind of shied away from some of the things that I like sports. If Dad was around, he'd tell me how many days it is until the opening of spring training. He always kept us posted on that. And so, it's going to be a good 2018. I'm positive of that, because I'm positive that God is in control. And He's in control even when we don't necessarily like or understand what happened in the past or in the present. As we look to 2018, I want to close the show with a word of prayer, and then I want to play the last weekly address that President Trump gave as we ushered out the old year and in the new year. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just thank you for the time that you've given us to be able to prepare, produce, and perform this show tonight. Thank you for all the trials that we went through in 2017. And while we don't thank you for the individual things that happened, we thank you that we were able to learn how to deal with tragedy, not because we enjoyed it, but because you brought us through it. Help us to learn how to help others mourn when they lose a parent. Help us to help others mourn when they lose a baby and a grandbaby. Help us as we encounter people that have to take care of their parents in the way that we've had to for a long time this past year. Father, bless today and help us to take one day at a time. Bless each new day of the year. Bless this podcast. And Father, I just thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you for our president and our vice president. And Father, as we get ready to listen to President Trump, I would pray your blessings, Father, on the president, the vice president, all of our leaders throughout the country and our state, in our local areas, throughout the world. And Father, just thank you for being God. We pray this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all, and go out and do the right thing.
God bless. Happy New Year.
My fellow Americans, as we approach the final days of the year, it is truly incredible to think of how much we have accomplished on our journey together. Since the election, we have created more than 2 million jobs, for hardworking, wonderful families and wonderful Americans. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. The stock market is at an all-time high and continues to go up, up, up. We want to keep it going. We've liberated the American economy from the Washington overreach, cutting 22 regulations for every one new regulation, the most in the history of our country by far. And just last week, we delivered a big, beautiful Christmas present to the American people. Congress passed massive tax cuts for millions of working American families and small businesses and large businesses. And those large businesses in particular, coupled with others, are going to create jobs, jobs, jobs. Our tax plan is focused on the middle class, including a near doubling of the standard deduction and a huge increase in the child tax credit. A typical family of four earning $75,000 will see their tax bill cut in half, one half of what you are paying. And Americans will begin seeing these tax cuts in their paychecks starting in February. In addition, our border is now strong. We'll be building the wall. Your Second Amendment is safe. We're unlocking America's vast energy resources. We've restored enforcement of immigration laws, taken the fight right to MS-13 and getting them out of the country. And we are now working with Congress to end chain migration and the visa lottery program, which is terrible and brings in people that we don't want in our country. I'm very proud of the choice of Justice Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. And we are reshaping the entire judiciary for many decades to come. Congress has authorized funding for our military at near record levels so that we can rebuild our full military might after years of dangerous cuts and depletion of our military. We've made historic strides in the fight against the murderous terror group known as ISIS. Today, the Coalition to Defeat ISIS has recaptured nearly 100% of the territory once held by these vile terrorists in Iraq and Syria. We are rebuilding our nation, rebuilding our confidence, and rebuilding our standing in the world. Today, the entire world can see that America is coming back and coming back strong. The American people are excited about the future and the incredible possibilities that await all of us. Optimism is everywhere. Enthusiasm is booming. And the thrilling American adventure has never looked brighter. We are facing old challenges with new solutions, and we are seizing new opportunities with brimming confidence and boundless resolve. Because of you, your patriotism, your devotion, your love for your family, we will be able to pass on the blessings of American liberty and prosperity to our children and our grandchildren. Together, we are protecting our magnificent heritage and reaching for glorious destiny. Finally, Melania and I want to wish every American a very happy new year. Our country is great. Our country is strong. We're doing things that nobody thought possible. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to help. God bless you. And God bless America.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
It's just 2 weeks out and we've got your gifts at Macy's One Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like PJs for the whole fam. Now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a home chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.